In the Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Chaye Sara of Shana Shniya, we continue in Ilchot Shabbat, Halacha Aleph. Ta'am le'amirat ha-pasuk va'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon b'minchat Shabbat. Did we do Halacha Aleph already? I think we did. I'll read it quickly. Va'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon en mincha mipenei ki b'chol b'et ha-mincha hu et sara shemitgalim dinim kashim. אבל בעת מנחת שבת מתגלה בחינת הכתר העליון ומתפשט אור עליון הנקרא רצון. Yes, I remember us doing this. ועל ידי כך נכפפים ונכנעים הדינים והגבורות. Normally, מנחה during the week is a time when דינים are שולט in the world. But on Shabbat, it's the opposite. In the time of מנחה, the בחינה of כתר העליון, which is called רצון of Hashem, is mitgale in the world, and therefore the dinim and gvurot are humbled. Lachen nikra ata et ratzon. So this is the time. Mincha of Shabbat is called a time of ratzon, of appeasement with Hashem. Kanizkar b'divrei Rabbeinu Ha'ari b'shar ha'kavanot. So that's why we say the pasuk v'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon. ויש בו עוד טעם על פי הפשט הנאמר במדרש, אמר דוד לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, אין אומה זו כשאר אומות, כי אומות העולם כששותים ומשתכרים, הולכים ופוחזים, ואנחנו לא כן, אלא אף על פי ששתינו, ואני תפילתי לך השם את רצון. Another reason is based on the midrash, דוד המלך said to Hashem, Master of the universe, this nation is not like any other nation. All the nations of the world, when they have a day of leisure, they drink and they get drunk. And they behave accordingly, yeah. But we don't do that. Even though we drank and we ate and we were merry in the Seuda of Shabbat, va'ani tefilati lecha Hashem et ratzon. We pray. We come to pray to you, Hashem, at this time. So halacha bet pasuk ze omrim oto achar kedushat uva letzion. We say this pasuk after uva letzion, right before we open the hechal. ומי שדרכו ללבוש תלית במנחה אומרו אחר שילבש. Whoever has the minhag to put on talit by mincha, I guess those are special mikubalim who do that. They say this pasuk after they put on their talit. וכתב רבנו מורנו הרב רבי שמואל ויטל בספר חמדת ישראל, פסוק זה אומר השליח ציבור פעם אחת, וחוזרים הקהל ואומרים אותו, וחוזר השליח ציבור ואומרו, וחוזרים הקהל ואומרו פעם שנית. Yeah, you'll find this by, I think the Moroccans are noheg like this. Rabbi Shmuel Vital says that the Chazan says the Pasuk once and everybody repeats after him. The Chazan says the Pasuk a second time and everybody repeats after him. Sort of like we find by Yimloch, the Pasuk of Yimloch, before bringing the Sefer Torah back on Shabbat into the Hechal. However, he says, "Beshar haKavanot ubeSefer Pri Etz Chaim lo nizkar leomro shetefamim." In the Shar haKavanot, we don't even find that you say it two times. Ulay ma shekatav chemdat Yisrael ken lav liikuva elakach hayam inhag bayamim ahem. He says, maybe what Rabbi Shmuel Vital wrote is not really leikuva; it's not crucial, but that was the minhag. V'im kol ze, still, since kevan de nizkar davar ze beSefer chemdat Yisrael, ulay leikuva. Maybe it is leikuva. Maybe it is imperative that we say it twice. Therefore, you should say it twice. And that's what our minhag is, right? We all say the pasuk with a well-known tune twice. And that Ben Ish Chai says that's what we do. And we say it while standing, not while seated. As the Chida writes in Machzik Bracha, ve'en mechasim ha-metzach ve'apanim betalit b'mincha shel Shabbat, kmo shekata b'shalmech ha-giga b'shem aritzemach. Those who wear the talit in mincha of Shabbat should not cover their forehead and their face, as may be done when you wear tefillin during the week. That should not be done by mincha of Shabbat. Halacha Gimel, motzi'im sefer Torah b'mincha ve'olim shlosha. We have three aliyot. When we take out the Sefer Torah in Mincha, keneged shlosha rishonot Shehem Chokhmah Binavadat. It's corresponding to the Shlosha Rishonot. Whenever the Sfarim HaKadoshim write Shlosha Rishonot, they mean the first three Sfirot, which is Chokhmah Binavadat, Veshiv'a She'alu B'Shachritim Keneged Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzachot Yesod Malchut. The seven Aliyot of the morning of Shachrit of Shabbat correspond to the seven Sfirot, which are called the seven Midot, beginning with Chesed, ending with Malchut. And then in Mincha, which is a higher level, which is a higher level of time on Shabbat, the Aliyot correspond to the Sfirot that are above those seven, which is Chochmah Bina Vadat. V'katavti b'sifri mikavtze'el, kemo she'izhir Rabbeinu Zal, she'ishtadel ha'adam la'alot shishi b'shachrit. The Ben Ishchai quotes from his own Sefer Mikavtze'el, where he says that, as we find, that the Ari HaKadosh said that there is a very big significance, very big importance to Aliyat Shishi in Shachrit of Shabbat. That's why usually we give it to the Rav of the Kehila. Aliyat Shishi is very important. And he says the reason for that is, based on what we just said, that the seven Aliyot correspond to the seven Sfirot, beginning with Chesed, it comes out that the sixth Aliyah is the choicest because it corresponds to Yesod. Yesod symbolizes the Tzadik, v'tzadik Yesod Olam. That's why the Tzadik goes up to Aliyat Shishi. Ken ishtadel alot b'mincha shlishi shehu b'da'at. So he says that corresponding to that, in relation to that, is Aliyat Shlishi of Mincha. Shlishi of Mincha is connected to Da'at, to the Sfira of Da'at. And as you'll find many times in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Da'at and Yesod are very much connected. Shegam ze yo'il letikuna Yesod. The Aliyah of Da'at is mo'il for Tikun HaYesod. If you remember in Shana Rishona, in the beginning of Parashat Nitzavim, the Ben Ish Chai had a whole pirush connecting the two sfirot, the sfira of Da'at and the sfira of Yesod, v'kasher tavin min haremez shelahem, as you will understand from the remez of these two sfirot. So we see from here that there is an inyan to try to get Aliyat Shishi, or to give it to a tzaddik. And the same goes for Aliyat Shlishi of Mincha, because their Bechina, the aspect in Kedusha of both of these two Aliyot, are very much connected. Yesod and Da'at. You know, Yesod in the world of the Sfirot is the connector. The upper Sfirot, the whole idea is to connect them to the Sfira of Malchut, which connects to us all the way down below. The way we receive everything that is good in this world is from what Malchut is able to gather and to give us. And Malchut receives everything from Yesod. Yesod connects between Shamayim and Aretz. Malchut is Aretz. The six Sfirot beforehand is called Shamayim. So if you look in the Targum of, in Vayvarech David, in the Pasuk of Vayvarech David, so over there in the word Kol, Kol is Keneged Yesod, and it says in the Targum, De'achidat Shemaya Ve'arad, that it connects Shamayim Va'aretz. So that's Yesod. The Midah of Yesod is a connector. If you know good Hebrew, then you know da'at is also a word of connection. It says, Ve'ha'adam yada et chava ishto. The Torah, when it talks about marital relations, uses the word da'at. Da'at is connection. When a person, da'at means not only knowledge, but when your essence is connected to your knowledge, when it becomes part of your personality. Chokhmah is information. Bina is thinking and analyzing the information. Da'at is when you become one with that knowledge, with that information. And so da'at is also a connector. So you see how the two Sfirot of Da'at and Yesod are very much together, as the Ben Ishchai just told us. Halachat Daled, en umrim Kaddish achar kriyat Sefer Torah b'mincha Shabbat. We don't say Kaddish after the reading of Torah and Mincha. Sometimes that catches people who don't know, catches them by surprise. They get Aliyat Shlishi and they're thinking to say Kaddish like Mashlim, like you do every Monday and Thursday. There's Kaddish after Aliyat Shlishi. But there is no Kaddish after Aliyat Shlishi in Mincha of Shabbat. Ya'an ki b'minchat Shabbat en mafsikin be'ashre ben kriyat Sefer Torah uben Kaddish de kodem ha'amida. He says, because in Mincha of Shabbat, Ashre, en mafsikim be'ashre, we don't say Ashre in between the reading of the Torah and the Kaddish Titkabal. In other words, Ashre was said beforehand. Ashre was said beforehand. Ashre is not said in between. Yan beminchat Shabbat en mafsikim beashre ben kriat sefer Torah uben kaddish de kodem ha'amida. Right? When the Chazan is about to say the Amida of Mincha, so he says Kaddish, right? When we close the Hechal after taking the Sefer Torah back, then, Ki lekachtov natati lachem, Torati al ta'azovu, and Tikon tefilati ketot lefanecha, and the Chazan says the Kaddish. So being that there, you know, we're not mafsik with Ashre between the reading of the Torah and that Kaddish, therefore there's no reason to say Kaddish at that point. Lachen mehani Kaddish de Amida leze. So therefore, because there's no hefsek, the Kaddish of the Amida that the Chazan is about to say works for Kriyat HaTorah as well. You see, during the week, the reason why we say Kaddish right away is because after the reading of the Torah, we're going to say Ashrei Yoshvei Betecha. So therefore, you can't rely on the Kaddish Titkabal that's going to be said afterwards to be motzi the Kaddish for Kriyat HaTorah. There's an interruption with Ashrei in between. But being that in Mincha of Shabbat, there is no interruption. Right after closing the Torah, we put it in the Echal, and the Chazan says Kaddish. He says Chatzi Kaddish. That Chatzi Kaddish works also for the reading of the Torah. Again, let's say it now in a clear way. You know, reading of Torah always requires a form of Kaddish. You understand that when we read the Torah, any kind of learning is a Kiddush Hashem in the world. And in order to demonstrate that, after every learning of Torah, there is Kaddish. We don't do that. Our minhag, when we have a shiul, let's say, when we learn together right now, as we're doing right now, so we don't end off with Kaddish. The truth is, especially if we would be, well, right now on Zoom, there's not even a question. But let's say we were together in class. The ideal way, if we would have a minyan, of course, would be to end off, Rabbi Chanan Avin HaKashia Omer, Atza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot, and then to say Kaddish Al Yisrael. Because Torah requires Kaddish. If it's Torah just Mikra, just Torah Shebichtav, if it's without Torah Shebe'al Peh, so then you say Yehe Shelama, you say Kaddish Yehe Shelama. If it's with Torah Shebe'al Peh, if it's with Gemara, then it would be Kaddish Al Yisrael, no doubt. Torah requires Kaddish. That's why after the reading of the Torah, we have to say Kaddish, at least a Chatzi Kaddish. So the Ben Ishchai is clarifying, why is it that by Mincha we don't say Chatzi Kaddish? Don't we do it every Monday and Thursday? The answer is, because the Chazan is about to say Kaddish before the Amidah. That Kaddish is good enough for the reading of the Torah, because it immediately follows. During the week, if we're not going to say Chatzi Kaddish immediately after Aliyat Shlishi, there's going to be a Hefsek until we reach the Kaddish of Titkabal. So we can't rely on that one, so we have to immediately follow up Kriyat HaTorah with Kaddish. Whereas by Mincha of Shabbat, it's not necessary, since immediately upon returning the Sefer Torah to the Echal, the Chazan is going to say Kaddish. So now we understand, maybe we didn't always think of this, I think this is an important clarification to remember, you know, and to know why we do say when we say it, why we don't say. right? That's why there is a minhag, for example, after you finish Shirat Shirim, someone gets up and says, Kaddish Yesh Nama. That's very good, because Shirat Shirim is part of the Torah. It's from the Tanakh. It has to be followed with Kaddish. When we say Bamim Madlikin on Lel Shabbat, so after Bamim Madlikin, we say the Tana Dever Yau Kol HaShoneh HaLachot, we follow it up with Kaddish. Officially, every learning has to be followed up with Kaddish. That's why we say Al Yisrael before Hodu. Because after all the Mishnayot of Ezeh Umekoman Shel Zevachim and Tana Dever Rabbi Ishmael B'Shlosh Esrei Midot, that's learning. This is a piece of Torah Shebe'al Peh. So we say Kaddish Al Yisrael, right? So that's important to remember. Tariel, very good. By fast days also, by Mincha, we don't follow up immediately with Kaddish because there's not going to be any Ashre, serving as a Hefsek. We immediately, upon bringing the Sefer Torah back to the Echal, just like on Shabbat, the Chazan is going to say Kaddish. Very good. Excellent example. Which means it's not, what the Ben Ish Chai just said over here, is not only in regards to Mincha of Shabbat, it applies to Mincha of Ta'anit Tzibur. That's why we don't say Kaddish after the Kriyat HaTorah. Not because the reading of the Torah then is any less important. No, because there is a Kaddish without any interruption. And even though we say a Mizmo, by Shabbat we also say, Mizmo Shir Li Yom HaShabbat, Tov Leodot Lashem, right? We say that also. And by Ta'anit Tzibur, you're right. We say a Mizmo, Lam Natzeach, Ya'ancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Many people have the Minhag. That's not a Hefsek at all, because it is attached to the Kriyat HaTorah that we just said. It's minyan ha-kri'a. And therefore, it's not a hefsek. It's not like Ashre would be a hefsek. That's a tefillah. It's said begedo tefillah. And uvalet zion is also is going to be said. And that's for sure a tefillah. So that would be a hefsek. But the mizmo shil yom ha-shabbat and the yancha shem b'yom tzara is not a hefsek. And therefore, the kaddish of the chazan before the amidah is definitely helping out for, the, is useful for the kriyat ha-torah. Here, the Ben Ish Chai says, and we are noheg to say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat Achal Kriyat Sefer Torah Ve'omim Kaddish U'mitpalelim Amida. You see, it doesn't bother him at all. He's not considering that as any kind of a hefsek. V'chen haminhag v'ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim U'shar Arzot HaChayim. You see, that's the minhag of Yerushalayim and all other lands of the, all other cities of the land of life, of Eretz Yisrael. Tibane v'tikone mimera v'yamena.